of the road is no private cul-de-sac.
WGXC Bankrupt. WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Crisafulli Brothers Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Upstate New York's home services company since 1993, Red Carpet Service and Solutions. For more information, visit CRISBRO.com.
Wave Farms WGXE is made possible in part by the generous support of the Braver family of Leeds, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The views expressed by on-air volunteer hosts do not reflect the views of Wavefarm or WGXE. WGXE is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXE's on-air dialogue, dial 518-622-2598 to either call in live to the studio...
Just some problems only God can fix. If there'll be some moments that just don't make sense, I've seen it happen time and time again. There's just some problems only God can fix. Oh,
there's just some battles flesh and blood can't win. There'll be some moments that just don't make sense. I can't see it now, but I'm still convinced. There's just some problems only God can fix. Not by power, not by might, by the Spirit of the Living, Spirit of the Living God. Not my battle, not my fight, by the Spirit of the Living, Spirit of the Living God.
The Spirit taking care of the problem. He's taking care. Seen a breakthrough that I can't explain. Oh, and I found a healing hidden in my pain. I know a dead man that was once a grave. I've seen some breakthroughs and I will again. Not by power, not by.
Strong time. yes, the name of the Lord is still a strong tower, still a strong tower. For the name of the Lord is still a strong tower,
still a strong tower.
I find my safety in him, he is
still a strong tower, still a strong tower. I know where to go, I know where to go, I know where to hide.
I know where to go, hallelujah, he's still a strong tower. Praise be to God. Beloved, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're here at the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, beloved. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, and hallelujah, WGXC.org online. Anytime you can go there and find out us in the archive, you can find us right there, the bright side, hallelujah. Because you know, no matter how great a day, no matter how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there, the sun is still here, the sun is still shining. There is a bright side. And I know there are many, 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 many hearts that are looking for that light, looking for that light in this tunnel. Hallelujah. We want to say thank God for continuing to shed grace upon America. We want to thank God for continuing to keep us as we go through, you know, what we do, the peaceful elections that we had. We want to thank God for that. We want to thank God for the democracy as we have known it, as we know it, still holds strong. The folks went out and voted. And although many were disappointed we did not elect a very capable, qualified government servant leader in Kamala Harris, we did not join many places in the world that have women as presidents and as the Queen of England served, the longest reigning monarch, I think in history, might be modern history, but certainly historical, that we did not take that leap, we did not take that jump, and that instead another kind of decision was made. So now it's time for us to seek God even the more. There's some problems that we just can't win and we just can't fight. I mean, there's some problems that are God's problems, right? And he has to fight those battles for us. And so we come in the name of the Lord to say, God, here we are. Use us in this battle against evil and for good and what's righteous, what's true. Hallelujah. We look to you. We're not deterred. We may be perplexed, but we're not cast down. Hallelujah. And we believe, God, for the ancestors who bled and died, fought and went through what they went through so that we could preserve a democracy here in the United States of America, where there would be liberty and justice for all. Hallelujah. We believe in those sacrifices. We believe in those victories. And we, hallelujah, yet still have things to do to continue the work that was begun. We look to you, O God. Hallelujah. And the rest of it, God, we depend on you to do what we cannot do. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, beloved, you say amen. Hold on, beloved, hold on. God's got a plan. Hallelujah. And we got a word, too. We got a music lineup, four songs. They're pretty long this morning, so there's going to be four songs, 26 minutes back to back. Hallelujah. Hold On by Ricky Dillard. He Won't Fail, Psalm 23, and Yeshua HaMashiach, Nathaniel Bassey. We've got those songs coming up for you, and after that, I will come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. You hang in there, beloved. Hold on. Hallelujah. We're not alone. God is in this. God is with us. God is for us all. Amen and amen.
Y'all can clap your hands. Come on. Y'all not acting like you're ready to hold on. Put your foot on the floor. Hey!
Yesterday we had choir rehearsal, but now we can sing it for real. Come on, help us sing this song. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
Y'all been practicing. I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus. My cup's overflowing.
My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
Shout Jesus right there. He always guides me.
He always guides me.
Through mountains and valleys.
Through mountains and valleys.
His joy is refreshing.
His joy is refreshing.
Restores my soul.
Restores.
Say this with confidence. Mercy and goodness.
Mercy and goodness.
WGXC 90.7 FM Accra, Hudson and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online. We are a listener supported radio for open ears. And I am Pastor Kim of Overcoming Ministries in Hudson, New York. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here, right now with me on WGXE. We got the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We've got another song selection coming up for you after this one. This is Psalm 23, People and Song, featuring Joshua Sherman and Yeshua HaMashiach, Nathaniel Bassey. Following that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Hallelujah, we are not alone.
Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Akune Chembao. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Akune Chemba. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Akune Chemba. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Akune Chemba. Give him a shout of praise. Thank you.
Yeshua, Joshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Yes, the Lion of Judah. Hallelujah. Oh, beloved, it is all about Jesus. Yes, it is. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. While we were yet sinners, he died for us, beloved. Hallelujah. That he would pay the price, amen, that would give us the right to go to the Father as children, sons and daughters, not foreigners, not enemies, not strangers, but children, that we would be birthed back into the family of God, where God is our Father, which art in heaven. And as a good, good Father, he cares about all that concerns us. And so we come before God today with grateful hearts that we know that his plans for us are for good and not for evil, and that he is able, hallelujah, to carry us through whatever may come our way. That's why I can always say there is a bright side somewhere. Hallelujah, beloved. Well, you know, as so many people have over the last several days in this divided states of America, we have those who have been, you know, reveling and joyful. And, you know, had it gone another way, there'd be people reveling and joyful as well. I'm talking about the elections. It's got to be about the elections today because I want to help somebody. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that are coming in, they're putting in their thoughts about what happened and, you know, why it happened and things like that. And there are people who are grieving and mourning. But I want you to know, God already knew. He already knew, beloved. I have said it, I think a time or two over the last seven, eight years, 2016, June, I was sick. The Lord gave me a word about two Trump terms. Hallelujah. It was before the Republican convention. It was when people didn't even think he had a chance to be nominated. But when he was nominated, I knew that I had heard from the Lord. I knew that there would be two terms, and I knew he would win against Hillary Clinton, a very unpopular position, and most people couldn't hear it. Hallelujah, because it just didn't make sense. Praise be to God. When he ran again in 2020 and he lost, I said, "Oof. We dodged a bullet, didn't we, God? You've given us another chance." But then, beloved, after all the things that happened, the court cases, amen, the convictions, the felons, the rapes, the fines, all of these things, the continued ramped up threats and intimidations and dehumanizations and calling people out of their humanity, out of their name, out of their culture, just all of these things, and we still got to this place. And here we are with the 2-Trump term, all right? He told me it would be 2025 back in 2016. You can ask people of our ministry. I've been talking about this for a while. We started a work, amen, back then, hallelujah, to prepare people, praise be to God, for things that are going to come. Hallelujah, beloved, amen. And it didn't matter who came into the office. I believe, hallelujah, that God has a plan that is going to come to pass. But he told me back in March that things were going to happen that I just generation hadn't seen before, and this is just the first manifestation. We've never seen where a felon, a convicted felon, hallelujah, a unscrupulous business person, there were, you know, people like a Howard Dean. He just made a crazy hoop and they kicked him out the campaign. Come on here, somebody. We never seen anything like this before. And God said there were times coming to this generation like we had not seen before, but that his people would go through it and his people will shine. Beloved, hallelujah. That is also in the word of God. And so, beloved, I tell you, there's a bright side here. Listen, sometimes we don't see ourselves. Hallelujah. We look at ourselves one way and we think of ourselves one way. And most of the time, especially if we, you know, we have pretty sound minds, we think of ourselves in good terms, right? Hallelujah. But there'll be some things about us that we need to look at and need to work on and need to change. And God will oftentimes raise those things up for us to take a look at. America does not see herself. America has forgotten where she has come from, where God has brought her from. And in this next season, beloved, I believe that God is going to be able to use this time, wants to use this time to show America. Already other nations are seeing us. They're seeing our penchant for corruption and criminality, inhumanity. They're seeing, hallelujah, how we will pursue a silver, if you will, a few pieces of coin, all right, over principle and people. They're seeing, amen, some things about us that doesn't look too much different than some of the other nations that God is also dealing with. Come on here, somebody. We look at our history through rose-colored glasses, and we don't remember where God brought us from, the inhumanity against the native of this land, the subjugation and attempted enslavement of Asian people and Indian people, the hundreds of years of enslavement of black people from Africa and their descendants, and the laws that continue to try and keep them subjugated, keep us subjugated. They don't remember the blood that was spilled in pursuit of civil rights and human rights and women's rights and workers' rights and voters' rights. They don't believe the lessons that those fights had taught us. Hallelujah. The lessons I believe we were to learn from the pandemic, I think we also are seeing out of these results that we did not learn. Hallelujah. And so God, amen, being a good teacher, he won't let us fail a test, beloved. Hallelujah. So how did we get to this point? How did we get to a place where so many tens of millions of Americans think that this is answered prayer? There are so many ideas I have on this, but one is that there is a sense of amnesia. There is a collective amnesia where people find themselves suffering from forgetting what God had already done. Praise be to God. Over the last several years, we've had student loan forgiveness. We've had infrastructure development. We've had medications prices come down. There's so many things that have been gained, but because of the uncomfortability of going and the trauma of the pandemic, because of the sacrifices and sufferings that the pandemic caused with the chain supply demands and you know, having to deal with immigrants that were fleeing countries where Americans are supplying guns to their cartels and their gangs. We forgot what it's like to be fleeing. We forgot what it's like, hallelujah, to to have to struggle to find our footing in dealing with the challenges and the problems that we have. And we forgot that we can look to God and he will make a way, and he'll show us the way that we don't have to compromise the things that God has already given us. But hallelujah, beloved, amnesia will do that. When people are suffering from trauma, when they've had some problems, it'll influence their decisions, beloved. And that's, I believe, part of what has happened here, that there are consequences that have come because we have forgotten. In the wilderness, in the book of Exodus, when the people were being delivered out of Pharaoh's tyranny, they had amnesia in the wilderness. They wanted to go back. They had to deal with some enemies. They had to deal with some challenges and obstacles, and they wanted to go back to another time when the obstacles weren't as many and the challenges were less. All they had to do was just do what Pharaoh told them to do, and they had some sense of, you know, stability. Like Israelites, we often focus on our problems instead of remembering God's deliverances, and we need to combat this amnesia by recalling and trusting God and God's faithfulness. In the promised land, after Joshua's generation had passed away, a new generation arose that did not know the Lord or remember the works that he had done. And they turned to worship other gods, which led them into cycles of oppression, beloved. Hallelujah. They did not know. They did not remember their ancestors. They did not remember what God had done through the work and the sacrifice, the sufferings of their ancestors, the labors, the strength of their ancestors. They forgot these things. They didn't know these things. They didn't remember these things. And they abandoned the God who brought them through. Hallelujah. And beloved, amen, we see this repeated, this pattern of amnesia in the Bible. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, in Matthew in chapter 26, it says that Peter forgot. He was forgetful. Amen. He had walked closely with Jesus, but he denied him three times when he was confronted after Jesus' arrest as being one of his. He was in fear and uncertainty, and he forgot his faith and commitment to Christ. Amen. And he was going through and facing the possibility of trials, and in that moment, he had amnesia about all the great things that he had seen God do. But you know what God did for Peter? Hallelujah. He raised him up. He used him to preach the greatest message for repentance and for restoration and revival. He made him the cornerstone of the new church. Hallelujah. The new faith that was built on Jesus the Christ. And praise be the Lord, beloved. Although we are human and we all have our limitations and our defects and defaults, God still uses and chooses human people to do his work in the world. He used Peter. He's using the people of God. He's using the church. He's not finished. He's not done. He's not abandoning us, and he's not forgetting about us. Though we may have forgotten him, he will not forget us. He gives us a word about justice rolling down like streams. He wants us to know where we've come from. Hallelujah. Not whitewash our history. Hallelujah. But to know what he's done. To know that he honors the blood of our ancestors. To know that he is the God of the oppressed. To know that he is the God of justice. He said it is hard for a rich person to get into heaven, even as hard it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. He said the love of money is the beginning of the root of all kinds of evil, beloved. Hallelujah. Come on, beloved. Amen. For comfort and for gain. Hallelujah. People often will have amnesia. Hallelujah. But by actively remembering who God is and what he has done, hallelujah, we'll be able to stay aligned with him, and we'll be able to make decisions that are rooted in faith in God. Hallelujah. Amen. I say wishes and blessings and prayers for those who have been elected into office. God is still able to change a heart. He's still able to change a mind. He's still able to show grace and mercy. He continues to show grace and mercy and shed it upon America. May it ever be so, beloved. Hallelujah. But we've got a way to go. Yes, beloved, we've got a row to toe. Come on here, somebody. Amen. But God is on our side, and he will not be denied. I love him, and he loves us more. He loves us best. He loves us better than all the rest. And in that knowledge, beloved, we can rest, and we will stay blessed. This is Pastor Kim. I'm your perpetual optimist, and that's my spiritual social commentary for today. And this song is freedom, because that's what we are fighting for, and that's how God made us to be free. Hallelujah.
Before I want to sing a little louder than before. I want to jump higher than before. I want to shout louder than before. Come on, say freedom, freedom. Before I want to sing a little louder than before. I want to spin wilder than before.
Freedom, freedom, no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free. Amen, beloved, don't give up your freedom. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't acquiesce, we don't quit in the dip. Hallelujah. We hold on and we stay strong. All right. Listen, this is Pastor Kim. And today I was to be at the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson to minister, but doctors have told me to rest. Praise the Lord. So that's what I'm going to do. But go on by and say hi if you choose to. Pastor Iris Waddell will be preaching there in my stead. So thankful to her for doing that. Happy Blessed Veterans Day weekend to all of our veterans. We love you and we thank you for all the family members. Amen. So many of my family members as well are veterans, and some have gone on, of course, and many are with us today. And we remember you on your special holiday, and remembering all that you did that we might continue to be free in America. On Saturday at the State Street Amy Zion Church, there will be a post-election day town hall and prayer luncheon. That is at 201 State Street, the second street entrance to the fellowship hall. And it starts at noon, from noon to 2 p.m. People are calling and people are registering. And it is going to be a place and a safe space to come and share in prayer, to come and share our thoughts and views, hallelujah, on making America, hallelujah, what the best she can be, amen. How we can work together with our neighbors and friends and family members and not be divided, amen, hallelujah, because a house divided cannot stand, all right? And, you know, that may seem charged, and you know, I'm not saying that we have to give up all. I'm certainly not saying that we have to give up all our beliefs or values or anything like that. I'm just saying that we need to seek God on what battles we're going to be fighting and how we're going to fight them and what battles belong to the Lord. Amen? And then, hallelujah, not even having to fight all the time, but having time to love and show compassion and mercy. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved. Yeah, those are the announcements I have for today. Happy birthday to all you November babies. Praise be to God. On next Sunday, Payne AME Church will be welcoming their pastor, Paulette Adams, at a welcome service, a day of celebration and welcome. God willing, saying the same, I will be preaching there in the 10:30 a.m. service. And then at 3 o'clock, there will be a welcome service where the presiding elder of the Western New York Conference and the AME Church, Dr. Faye Taylor Banks Taylor, will be preaching. It'll be a powerful day. And wherever you get to pray and go today, listen, enjoy the Lord and enjoy your life. Remember never to forget God loves you. I love you too. He loves us best and better than all the rest. I don't care what it look like, sound like, seem like, smell like. God is on the throne. God has a plan. I can't wait till you and I be part of that and see the glory and the goodness of God here in the land of the living. Amen. Be blessed. Happy anniversary to you to celebrate anniversaries this month as well. We got one more song for you, and then I'm going to let you do what you got to do. This one is Trust in God. That's what it's about, beloved, the faith in trusting in God. Amen. Take the action. Hallelujah. Demonstrate obedience to his word. Show him that you have faith in him. God bless you.
He bottles up every tear, understands every fear. So we must put our trust in God. He knows our reasons why. Nights we must sit and cry. So we must put our trust in God.
Even though sometimes the load may make you feel your life's almost gone,
just look up, tomorrow's sun will let you know your life's not done. Just look around, love's pouring down. Trust in God.